Yeah. I was thinking about something else today, too. What was it?
41, Ira, you out there?
You know, how do you
4-5, waving back at you, 5-5-5.
You know, how do you know? I had dinner with my daughter this evening. Not this evening, but early afternoon.
241,
my daughter is a medical doctor. She's a medical doctor. And, she,
And I gotta be honest with you, I was thinking about this before I went and had, you know, an early dinner with my daughter.
About me.
I want my life to be about me, you know? How many girls did I poke this year, you know? How many girls did I poke? Was any of them really a nice one? How many naked girls did I see, or how many books did I read, or how many miles did I put on my bicycle, or, you know, how is my pecker still getting real hard, you know? Let me check out.
Well,
I know that's difficult, but You gotta deal with it.
Land 555.
That's my advice. Selfish. Someone brought up something earlier. It just made me think about being selfish. The rewards of a selfish pursuit of happiness.
555 Northwest Florida.
Don't underestimate that. Don't underestimate it. So, that's what I have for you. This is
555 Northwest Florida.
Free advice this evening. I'm on the airways giving free advice. They charge you $300 or $400 an hour.
Yeah, 24/7, I got you. Yeah, for like 10,000 in there.
They probably charge you about $200 an hour. And if you went to some therapist, you know, some... The thrust of the advice is this. Selfishness is the pursuit of your own blissful existence. Okay, be a little bit selfish. Take care of yourself. You know, you're number one. Don't forget it. And have this. And when you're thinking about that selfishness,
don't leave out a very important part of your life. Even though you're getting older, remember that sexual sex is very important for mental and physical health. You know, very important. But don't underestimate the value of a good sexual experience. Don't underestimate the value of enriching your life and be selfish. You can be a selfish lover sometimes, too. I mean, you know, tell them what you want. Tell them what you want. And let them go. And, you know, if they can't give you what you want, find somebody that can. If they can't give you what you want, find somebody that can and get what you need. Get it. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. You know, you're so going to have fun up here right now giving you this advice. Like I said, this advice could cost up to $400 a psychoanalyst. With a medical degree, a psychiatrist, with a medical degree, would charge you about $400 an hour. Now, a clinical psychologist. They may be as good, actually, in psychoanalysis. Because psychiatry deals more with organic problems. The people that put you on the couch anymore and talk to you, usually that's not a psychiatrist anymore. They can't make anybody do that. Insurance won't pay for it. You need a good psychologist, a clinical psychologist to do that, not a medical doctor. But I hope you heed my advice, and I was more than happy to help you this evening. Anybody's got any questions or comments or complaints, we may consider answering some questions or letting you know what you may not. I'm not sure. If there's anything interesting, you may consider listening to something that's interesting. They call me the Funky Monkey.
Well, thank you for those kind words. Thank you so much. That's very nice of you to say that. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's my amateur call sign. I don't like to use it on the TV. I don't think it's appropriate to use an amateur call sign on the TV radio, do you? There's somebody out there sending more code. Somebody out there was sending that one code. That
was pretty good, too. I don't have a whole lot to say. I mean, I've been on CB radio on as one of the first CBs.
CKDX, American Kangaroo 551.
I was like 9, 10 years old. My father was instrumental in providing me the information and getting a CB license. So, I was probably one of the very first 100 people to be licensed as a CB operator.
In 1960,
Daddy was stationed in Savannah, Georgia. And I remember that Halicrafters radio. It was a little small. I'm glad you mentioned that. I have to look at my clarifier. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me try to get up a little.